What is Christmas spirit, and is it possible to capture Ghostbusters style? Can reindeers fly because of some telekinetic ability, or do they legit just have hops? Answers to these questions and more on this episode of This Paranormal Life! Oh, welcome to the podcast. It is Christmas goddamn day.
Ho, ho, ho. Jingle jangle.
The second most paranormal day of the year.
That's right.
It's when mysteries unfold, where dreams are made and crushed.
Smashed. Destroyed.
To smithereens. I know that's how most of my Christmases went. Are you a big fan of Christmas, Rory?
I love Christmas. I love, you know, any day where a mysterious man travels the world in overnight and breaks into people's houses.
Hunts me down with my name on a list.
Yeah.
Terminator style.
You best believe I'm naughty as well, so I'm going to be hard to find.
You Home Alone style rigged the house at that point, knowing that son of a bitch is coming with a sack of coal. But you've got a sack of shit on fire on the doorstep waiting.
Yeah, but where Macaulay Culkin used, you know, smashed up decorations, I've imported animal traps from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Really heavy grade
illegal
duties. I mean, that's
very
how I
illegal
lost my right hand.
Yeah, what about the left?
The left? I was actually a freaking Easter trap that went off prematurely. The bunny himself did show. He got me bad.
2 weeks in the hospital, I'm going, that was an amazing trap. I need to find who sells those things, because I've got a guy I want to catch.
That's right. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the only podcast on the internet where every week we dissect a different paranormal tale, case, claim, and we investigate it to within an inch of its life.
Exactly.
We determine whether it is true or whether it is false. And today we do have a festive themed episode for you. Like always, we're not going to beat around the bush too much.
No, we dive straight in. Straight down that chimney.
We're just going to go straight down the chimney onto the burning ashes beneath.
Children screaming, father grabbing his rifle as he realizes an intruder has entered the house. That's how we're starting this damn podcast.
It's December 24th and children all around the world are sleeping peacefully, anticipating all the presents they'll receive in the morning, the delicious feast their family will enjoy the next day, and if they're lucky, a beautiful blanket of snow stretching out over the land, and they'll be able to make snowmen with their siblings.
Could you imagine? God, perfect. Just perfect.
I mean, I grew up in a nuclear bunker, so I knew no such Christmas.
Right. You dreamt of them.
Only, as we all know, Christmas itself is predicated on a lie. And I think we both know what I'm talking about.
Right. Should we say it on three?
Yeah.
Because it's common knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? One, two, three.
Santa Claus. Has it.
What?
What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say it. I said it.
Are you suggesting that Santa Claus is a lie?
Yes. And you're suggesting that he is not.
So what? So you're
saying... This is going to be an interesting episode.
So whenever you were a child, did you or did you not email Santa?
No.
I
don't think any child emailed Santa.
So you did not email Santa Claus.
Everyone knows what you have to do is write a list on a piece of paper and throw it up the chimney.
Right. Take a photo and...
Two out of three times,
unscannable,
the letter would fall back down into the burning flames.
It was a very risky maneuver, actually.
It was, yeah. Many lists were lost.
And you're saying that he's a lie, somehow.
Yes. Why would I say that he's real if I didn't email him? Wouldn't that be weird?
How do you explain the cookies and milk that get eaten in the morning whenever you come down and the cookies and milk are gone? I suppose you just think they disappeared?
Goblins, perhaps. No, that's not as far-fetched as Santa.
So, Jesus Christ. So whenever I saw Santa Claus kiss my mother...
Whoa.
I suppose you just think that was some stranger?
Was he even dressed?
Some strange man that was not indeed Santa Claus?
What did this man look like?
So you're just
very
saying,
short, long blonde hair, like Claus himself. Was he jolly? Really sad, actually. Very upset, visibly so. Why is your mother kissing him?
So you're saying that every parent in the world just lies to their child and buys them presents?
That is the current... Look, I don't want to be the one to burst this little festive bubble
what
here.
What the f*** are you trying to say?
I bring the truth. I bring the facts. I'm a goddamn paranormal investigator. Santa isn't real. Sorry, Kit.
I didn't need to hear this today. I knew we were gonna talk about a lot of stuff. I thought this was
all right.
Granted.
I'm worried that you think
you are in a position to inform the world when you think Santa's real.
Right? I know he's not. I know he's not real.
Okay. Just a second ago, you were very convinced he was. Well, and you're crying now.
Will I still get presents?
No, probably not.
Really?
No. Please don't wait up all night at the chimney.
This is fucked.
You know what? I'm not even in the mood to podcast anymore.
I need to call my parents. Okay, for the sake of the podcast, let's just keep going.
Okay.
Whether or not Santa's real, this
right.
and that's...
Right, he's not, listen, but let's continue.
He is, very much.
Okay.
But in the hearts of minds.
Agree.
So that's real for me.
Okay. Put down the gun.
Get in the chimney. So it's said on Christmas Day that good boys and girls get presents.
Right.
But boys and girls who are not good get coal or some other shitty gift.
Yeah.
As a punishment. As we know, this punishment simply does not work. Kids around the world are little shits 24/7 because they know there's no real punishment.
Exactly.
Back in the Dizzy, maybe there was. You know, maybe kids did get punished and they had to be good. But, you know, these days, their parents are probably going to cave and buy them a new Call of Duty or whatever. And so what if Santa gets them a sack of coal? Doesn't matter.
Well, it's also weird because presumably in the olden days, like a bag of coal would have been great.
Yeah. That was
like, oh, if you're a little brat, you know, you're going to get a bag of coal.
That was like a year's wage.
I'm freezing. Yeah. I am so cold all the time. I would love a bag of coal. I've been naughty as shit all year, dreaming of coal.
I know. Yeah, but what if you, yeah, like this is how you break Santa, is if you request coal.
Right.
He's like, doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. What happens when we've like burnt out all the... you know, the Earth's natural resources.
Jesus. We never thought of what global warming would do to Santa's business.
Exactly. We need to be purging day in, day out to get as much coal as possible so we can keep our machines fueled.
Despite this, frankly, hiccup of the whole, like, Christmas system.
Right.
There is still one part of the world where kids are little angels, where they're good all year round. These kids are tidying their rooms, helping their parents with the housekeeping,
wow.
doing their homework. And that's because every December 5th, they have to fight for their life against the forces of evil.
Okay.
On what is known as Krampusnacht.
So this is said in Canada, yes? These are Canadian children?
The legend goes that in parts of Germany, Eastern Europe, and Austria, bad children are murderously hunted down by a beast known as the Krampus.
Jesus, so not even just given shit gifts. Murdered?
Literally, physically reprimanded for their bad deeds, yes.
Goddamn.
According to legend, Krampus will spend the night visiting each house. He might just leave bundles of sticks for bad children, or he might beat them with the sticks, depending on his mood.
There is a huge amount of distance between those two things, because one is just leaving the sticks at the door, and the other one is forcibly entering someone's home.
He's very much a drunken father figure to these
right.
children. Yes, yeah, so really...
which we are all too familiar with.
Where you just, every night is like rolling the dice. Will I get beaten? Will I not?
Right. I am... the father in this situation.
Uh-huh.
My kids fear me. They call me Krampus, actually.
I mean, let alone the kids, every Tuesday for me is rolling the dice with fate, whether Rory's in a good podcasting mood or a bad podcasting mood.
Sometimes I, you know, give him sticks to beat him with. Sometimes I'm in a better mood. I'll get him, like, a freaking Nintendo Switch to beat him with. Uh-huh. But it's softer on the rounded edges, so it's not as aggressive and violent.
Yeah, thankfully last week it was bubble wrap that yeah. softened the blow somewhat.
The only problem is I do use the chimney every time. 2 out of 3 times, I get stuck.
Uh-huh.
The third time, it's lit. So it's actually really a horrible experience for me more than the kids.
I have the black lung at this point. The threats don't stop with mere beatings. The Krampus might also toss the children into a sack or basket on his back and throw it into a stream.
Jesus.
Or if he's extremely pissed, he might take them to hell.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're laughing.
I'm sorry, it's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes from hell.
Something like that, yes.
Right, okay.
The idea is that if you survive Krampusnacht, you make it to the next day, Nikolaustag, aka Saint Nicholas Day.
Right.
Saint Nicholas is, of course, Santa Claus.
Of course.
So the idea, if you can survive Krampusnacht, you get gifts if you haven't been beaten, drowned, or killed, or dragged to hell.
Okay. Well, that seems fair.
So, when was this mysterious beast known as the Krampus first documented? Well, it turns out he's pretty much old as time itself. Most academics agree that the tradition is pre-Christian, going back to pagan times. We see this time and time again.
That, yeah.
You know, whenever there's something in the Christian tradition, it often stretches back a bit further. People have suspected that Krampus may be another name for the Wiccan horned god of witches.
Okay, the god of witches.
Mm-hmm.
So this person presumably controls witches.
Yes.
The ruler of witches.
You're probably, I might actually take this point to show you what the horned god of witches looks like.
You hold up a mirror? All right. That's uncalled for. Precedes Christian traditions and anthology, but I'll show you now a image of the little bitch boy.
The nerd god of little bitches.
Of tiny dick. All right, Kit, now you're just being mean. I know you're still pissed about the Santa thing, but that's not on me.
It's time for me to ruin your day. So here is like, this is kind of like a, maybe like a medieval depiction, Wiccan perception of the horned god.
Okay. Whoa, okay, good lord. That's scary.
Yeah, it's quite a scary image, isn't it? I don't know why.
Yeah, it's essentially like a group of people all like just chilling in a field circled around this like goat type person.
It's kind of a giant goat.
Kind of a giant goat.
Kind of humanoid.
On his, like he's standing or sitting like a human.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there's a woman offering him, do you see this? She's offering him a skeleton boy.
What, little boy?
What?
You look down, it's you. Rotting flesh.
Back up, you're a goat. I'm a goat. I have hoof hands.
Bah. Worst Christmas ever. Yeah. So
I mean, he's got that classic demon look.
Yeah, you're quite right, actually. That little skeleton, it actually appears to be alive, that little skeleton boy.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah. I'd like to know the imagery behind this.
For sure.
So you're starting to get, this is where they think Krampus might have originated from.
Right.
I mean, we've all seen depictions of Satan, and it is often depicted as a goat-headed devil or something like that with hooves and
yeah, you
a
know,
man's
like,
body.
Goats really got the short end of the straw on that one. Because it could have been anything. What if the devil, when he took certain forms of animals, he was like a goddamn giraffe?
Yeah.
You know, they look scary as that's some paranormal things going on there. Look, have you seen its neck?
Yeah.
That's not human.
I know,
a goat's like, just a goat.
If an alien came down and you had to, they were like, all right, which is the most evil animal?
Yeah.
And you pointed at a goat, they'd be like, that doesn't seem right.
Like,
are you sure?
He's eating grass and pissing, like, and now he's fallen over
and we're
stumbled
like,
down a hill.
You don't understand. You didn't see what he did to the skeleton boy.
But then you show him, yeah, like a giraffe or
I don't
God.
Know, a goddamn lion.
Flamingo?
I don't know. A hyena?
Like, a hyena? Why is it not a
Why did you say a flamingo?
Right, just like the scariest animals I could think of.
It's freaking pink, dude. I'm scared of pink shit.
Look, what's weird, all right? A hyena is like a cat with teeth and it laughs. Okay, that's pretty weird now that I say
it
that.
Is.
Yeah.
Cat with teeth and laughs.
Yeah, let's do the hyena thing. Yeah. But for the record, flamingo, a weird pink-colored bird with a curved-ass neck.
It is kind of creepy the way it stands on one leg. Uh-huh. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Why do you not need two? You've got two. Why
you
don't you
You were given
use it?
Two. Exactly.
It's like...
How much of a more like F you to God is that?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the two legs. Only need one, though. Yeah, so I would say flamingo is the face of the devil for me.
I think the goat thing is in their eyes. They've got weird
square
eyes.
Pupils.
They got square pupils. And they kind of never look like they're looking at you. They're kind of always looking through you.
Into your
kind of,
soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But have you ever done a staring contest with a goddamn flamingo?
No.
They look through your soul. Even deeper. They look down to your ass.
They were actually just checking me out now that I think about it.
Now I think about it, yeah.
They are the horniest bird alive.
Yeah, know the wolf whistle? How about a flamingo whistle? It goes a little bit like this. Ah!
As we talked about before, whenever Christianity came along, it kind of hoovered up a lot of pagan gods for itself.
Right.
This worked as a really good way of stamping out all the other religions that existed and adopting them for yourself.
Smart.
All their, it's like whenever like a corporation does like, they have a competitor company out
right.
there. I could compete with these people, or I could just buy them and they are mine now.
Got
I,
it.
I have all of their things.
Incorporate them, exactly.
Exactly. So not only does this explain why Krampus looks like the devil, the terrifying reality of this is that Krampus may predate Santa and Satan. Krampus might be older than Satan.
Oh, why?
Because like Satan's like the biblical devil, right?
Yeah.
And Krampus goes back way further than that, to goat times. You have the Iron Age,
right.
Bronze Age, before that the Stone Age, and then the Grass Age, Water Age, Wind Age, Fire Age. Before that, probably...
AD, BC, GT, goat times. The oldest known times where it was just goats that roamed the earth.
It was a very limited period after the time of the dinosaurs and before the time of the humans where
right.
goats...
Very brief period,
...ran
yeah.
shit fucking hardcore.
They were ruthless dictators.
They actually explored a lot of the outer reaches of the galaxy before they were struck down by a comet. Sidebar. You know why goats are also paranormal?
Why?
Have you seen the way they can, like, walk, like, on cliff faces?
What's yeah, that about? It's pretty impressive.
Why can they do that?
From traversing the mountainous edges of hell, I reckon.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't mean to red pill anyone. But
right.
is no one concerned that Santa is an anagram of Satan?
Holy shit.
Turn off the podcast.
It's like when we realized Neil A for Neil Armstrong backwards is alien.
That was a pretty deep one, I have to say. And frankly, why NASA has not been taking a task over this
yeah.
ever since we dropped it on the podcast to our frankly tens of listeners.
Well, you know why. NASA, standing for Never a Straight Answer. That's
it's
goddamn
true.
Why.
And that's from the inside out.
It's fishy.
Krampus first popped up in medieval plays around the 11th century. He was actually a pretty sick dramatic improv artist.
Really?
Over time, he became more and more like the mischievous child terrorizer Krampus we know today. Now, when we talk about God and Satan, those two hate each other. They're locked in an eternal battle for control of humanity. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
But one of the most disturbing pieces about the tale of Krampus is that Santa and Krampus don't hate each other. Santa and Krampus are best friends.
Are lovers.
They're gay lovers.
They consummate once a year in a hellish fest that rocks the world.
They actually work as a team. Saint Nicholas rewards the good children and Krampus beats the bad children.
Right, got you. So, you know, where Santa dishes out good and evil, the evil in this legend is another person. It's like a split personality.
Well, what I'm saying is that
what I'm hearing is Santa has multiple personality disorders and he
Santa
knocks on every house
Santa
and he's like,
very ill.
He's like, will I be Krampus? Will I be Santa? Let's find out.
Loading a shotgun.
He's got two sacks, one filled with presents and one to grab children. And he doesn't know which one he's going to use until the morning he wakes up.
It's like the scene in Reservoir Dogs when he's tied up that guy. Santa's tied up a child and he's listening to like...
Jingle bells!
Jingle bells. He's like dancing around the room.
The switchblade.
Oh, what fun it is. He's chopping off his ear. What'll I be today, Krampus or Santa?
The worst game show of all time, Krampus or Santa.
Everyone loses. I have photographic evidence to prove this unholy union.
If you photoshopped Jesus Christ.
They are looking they're very, like, intimately close to each other right now. They're kind of staring into each other's eyes.
So Kate's just showing me a picture of, I guess, Santa and the devil, essentially, hanging out together. But I don't know why he thinks this is evidence or proof of any kind. It's not a photo, or you've just shown me a picture.
All right, so you're laughing at me. You won't be laughing when I find more evidence.
So I get this straight. Now you're just Googling Santa and the Devil while we record this podcast?
Yes, I'm Googling Santa and the Devil.
Yes, a lot of it is porn.
So, here is an image of...
If this is going to be like the devil riding on the back of Santa's sleigh or something. Oh my God, it is! Kit has shown me a picture of Santa and his reindeer on a sleigh. But the sleigh has a sidecar.
It has a sidecar. Absolutely, with the devil. It does. The devil is in the sidecar. Is this not blowing your mind that this is like through your entire childhood of learning about Santa, his reindeers, the sleigh, and the sacks of presents, and no one mentioned that there's a sidecar with the devil in it?
All right, that's pretty. That's a lot of information.
There's a lot of like old depictions, like postcards.
Jesus.
The devil is literally side by side with Saint Nicholas. I mean, yeah, there's an old, like, Santa is handing out apples to children in the street while Krampus, by his side, is putting children into sacks to take away.
Why is no one stopping him? Why doesn't Santa do like, something? He knows this is happening. He gave him a fucking lift. To the house.
Santa has never heard of like accomplice to murder. No. Like Santa, like at what point, how many crimes are you like complicit with before you're not a good guy?
I love this. It's like they're at the scene of the crime. The devil's in handcuffs. Santa's in handcuffs. And Santa's just like, well, you caught him. But you know, to every good, there must be an evil. No, Santa, that doesn't have to be like that.
He shoots you in the hip. Oh, Jesus.
Looks like I'm Krampus today.
Takes a key of cocaine. My favorite day of the year. Also, just as another sidebar, check out this depiction of Krampus and Santa.
Santa's legit about to do a Kamehameha. In a Dragon Ball Z style show. I mean, this is just deviant art you're showing me now.
It very much is.
Never has your argument been weaker, sir, than this moment.
This is more of a sidebar.
Oh. Apparently, I'm an accomplice. Santa, I don't think you understand. You are going to prison. You are most likely going to get the lethal injection for what you've contributed
but
here.
But how will the boys and girls get their presents? You have killed so many people. Don't you realize what you've done? I regret nothing.
I've been a bad boy this year. So you know it. So you know this.
All right. So we know a little bit about the history. Some of the deviant art, if you will.
Right.
What actually goes down on Krampusnacht? What is such a big deal? Well, in cities all over Northern Europe, hundreds of Krampuses, or at least men dressed as Krampuses, run through the streets attacking delinquent children, threatening to drag them to hell. And I know what you're thinking, this is just a fun Halloween-style game of dress-up. It's not really serious, no children are even scared by this.
This is very serious if they're beating these kids.
Tell that to one reporter from the States who visited several Krampusnachts in Northern Europe and wrote about his experience. Quote, "The narrow streets in the old city section of Salzburg were packed with pedestrians as the Krampus stomped through. Many people were caught unaware and reacted with terror. Some would flee and try to seek refuge in a shop or restaurant, only to be pursued by a determined Krampus. With so many easy targets, we again managed to escape largely unharmed."
Sorry, they were surprised on Krampusnacht that Krampus would show up? That's like being outside on Purge night.
Can you imagine like booking your holiday and being like, hey, this one day in December is like really cheap to fly.
Airfare is so minimal.
The Airbnbs are like totally freed up. This is amazing. You get there. There's demons coursing through the streets with like knives and chain whips.
Just beating people.
Beating children and stealing them.
"At times we were chased, jostled, and struck, but compared with the brutality we witnessed, it was obvious we had been spared the full brunt of what Krampus could muster."
The writer went on to describe, quote, "savage beatings to people's thighs and shins, as well as Krampus chasing down and sitting on a teenager."
I love that this is essentially an excuse now for a purge-like night.
It really is purge-like. I wonder if this is where, because this is like very old, I wonder if this is where the idea of the purge came from.
At one instance, we witnessed a horde of Krumpuses raid an electronics store and make out with 20 LED televisions. Krumpuses were seen jacking cars, stealing wallets.
I legit saw Krampus robbing a bank. It was insane.
And this was pre-Krampus knocked. This was several days later.
I know, it's like the way like kids these days, they start trick-or-treating on like October 20th.
Right.
Krampus knock just begins in May. You're like, hey, you can't take my shit. This is Krampus knocked is literally 6 weeks. He starts beating your thighs. Yeah. Ah! Oh!
I'm working Krampus Nacht, so I have to do it now.
So I've got a video here in a place called Cilandro. I don't know where that is. This is some video evidence of a Krampus Nacht in action.
Good lord. Okay.
Feast your eyes.
So that's Krampus? Jesus.
So you see there's several Krampus in the street.
They have the face of demons, but it looks like they're just wearing ghillie suits.
It does look a little bit like that.
Yeah.
And they're just... they are just beating
Jesus Christ.
Passers-by with sticks. Literally grown men, they're just beating them with sticks.
Now the public are kind of rallying up to fight Krampus.
Yeah.
Good lord.
So a Krampus just beat a man in the face with a stick.
What I don't understand is, why do some people get to be Krampus and the others just have to be beaten? Are these just angry men?
So one Krampus is now holding a man while another Krampus beats him with a stick, yeah.
How is this real? How is this a real thing? Jesus Christ!
There's a mob of Krampus.
This is... essentially what we're seeing is martial law declared.
Yes.
Where Krampuses are just running the street with branches and sticks, hammering people.
So Krampus has just got someone in a headlock.
Are weirdly just willing to get beaten as well, as if yeah. This is just what has to happen.
Yeah.
This is one of the strangest things I've ever seen, I think, in my life. I mean, this video is 100% going in the This Paranormal Life research notes
100%, on Patreon. You'll be able to see this.
You're going to want to see this. Jesus Christ. Okay, now some sort of pony and trap is going through the streets with flames. No, those are torches.
And there's Santa Claus, I think.
Now it seems to be the end of the night, where everyone who was Krampus has now taken their masks off and is just like raging drunkenly in the streets,
twerking on top of a table in a bar.
Like, I don't know why they think they've earned this.
We have established that the men we saw in that video were not real Krampuses,
right?
They were wearing costumes,
of course.
These traditional costumes are exquisitely handmade.
Oh my god.
So that might tell you why some people are Krampus and other, like, it's like you gotta buy into it. It's like an investment to be a Krampus.
Right. I mean, that's still not an excuse for you to beat people.
Mm-hmm. I think if I spent a G on a ghillie suit, I'd get to beat people.
Maybe one person at least. Uh-huh.
I get held down and beaten by 25 Krampus. Ah shit! Oh crap!
You're ruining the suit. I'm so broke.
But Krampus hasn't always enjoyed such free reign on the streets of Northern Europe. Between 1934 and 1938, when Austria was under fascist rule, Krampus was borderline shut down. He was seen as a symbol of sin and anti-Christian ideals. And the government of Linz in Australia pledged to arrest Krampus on sight.
God, 100%. I don't know why no one else is doing this.
I included that point because it's quite interesting, because it draws back into the conversation. The Krampus we just saw were obviously not real, in inverted commas. But if they were trying to arrest Krampus in the 30s, does that mean that there was a real Krampus running around the streets attacking children?
Couldn't it just be that there were more people dressed as Krampus?
I don't think so, personally. I think there's actually a lot more to this Krampus guy. But despite this period that Krampus was being cracked down on in, Krampus has weirdly become a mascot of Christmas, increasingly more and more into like the modern age. He's seen as kind of a like fun alternative to Santa Claus, I guess. And the celebration of Krampusnacht is actually spreading to the United States in particular.
So do you think, like, in Germany, like, every year, you know, we have the
like Coca-Cola Santa adverts? Do they have like Krampus adverts?
Krampusnacht is coming. Krampusnacht is coming.
Just a montage of him beating people with Coke cans, like mercilessly hammering their faces. 'Tis the season, always Krampacola.
Children's beatings is what we bring.
Season's greetings, more like children's beatings. Krampusnacht.
We need to make a Krampusnacht Coca-Cola advert. That would be incredible. What I'm going to include in the show notes for this episode is the famous postcards that would have been sent in the last century around Europe of the Krampus to celebrate Krampusnacht.
Okay, let's just get started right here. Number one, the devil is forcibly shoving a little boy into a burlap sack.
Yeah. He's going to take that little boy.
His tongue is out. It's as long as his own face.
He's clearly enjoying it.
Way too much.
The Krampus. He's really getting a kick out of this.
Yeah, it is horrible.
Yeah, it's very disturbing.
Card number two, Krampus is now skiing down a slope with children protruding from his backpack.
Right.
Screaming out in fear as they're brought down this mountain. Here's one where he essentially has an army of children chained up behind him, and he's just dragging them along.
Yeah. He seems to be, like, I feel like these wouldn't be able to be sold. In 2017, you wouldn't be able to produce these postcards.
Here's a great one where kids have clearly been playing with a large music box.
So they were maybe enjoying their Christmas morning. They got a new toy.
Exactly. But obviously, as the box bursts open, it is in fact Krampus inside.
I see.
He has emerged from the box like a horrible smoke void with a demon's face.
So he has tricked them to thinking they were good boys and girls, but actually they're going to hell.
And it's strange because we know he was actually incredibly uncomfortable in that box.
For a long time.
The children were out at dinner.
So he's
been in there for 31 consecutive hours.
Yeah.
He was sweating. He was hungry. He was uncomfortable.
He committed to a long play there. He really did.
Because the joy he feels when he sees the terror in a child's face, you know, that's his hamburger. He feeds off that. You know, it's what he lives off of.
Hamburger. So these were very popular, and worryingly, they're having a comeback. They're enjoying a renaissance period in the US and across Europe. So we've looked at the history of Krampus. Krampus is a funny one because Krampus is like as old as time itself. It looks as if Krampus, like God, has many names that go back throughout history. So before Krampus was Krampus, he was... you know, maybe some biblical devil character. Before that, he was maybe a pagan god. Before that, he was the horned god of witches. Is that what we called him during the Wicca? I don't think there's anything more to it than that. He just seems to be an evil entity embodied, and he just seems to delight in the worst thing you can do, which is murdering children.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, we come across this a couple of times. It's like the Goblins episode, where it's like goblins, yes, there's a you know, selection of goblins that look and act a very certain way. Then you've got like the Christmas goblins, for example, that are, you know, known as little shitsters around Christmas time. But then again, goblins is just a term to refer to these many different types of small little evil things.
Exactly.
Just like Krampus is a term that, you know, is one way of wording this evil little monster goat.
It's just a label you put on a dickling.
Exactly. Call him a Krampus.
I mean, interesting that the Austrian government did try to arrest Krampus. That's quite interesting. However, if we're to start making conclusions about whether the paranormal entity known as Krampus exists in consensus reality, what's your take?
My take is... So, we've got pictures and videos. Not videos. We have pictures of Krampus working side by side with jolly old Saint Nick himself. So much so to the point we saw an illustration where it's a sidecar.
Yeah.
These guys are so chummy.
They're so chummy that Santa, like, he added a sidecar.
Yeah.
He probably paid like a fat insurance premium.
Exactly.
To have him as a secondary driver.
So I guess to believe in Krampus would be to believe also in Santa.
Yes.
Which I did establish at the beginning of this podcast. that I do not.
Okay.
So unfortunately,
personal choice.
This week, it's going to be a no from me. That's not very Christmassy. Apologies to everyone out there enjoying your Christmas day and me coming on here saying Santa isn't real.
Children listening to this. What? Listen the whole way through. I came in here like the rest of us, believing in Santa. Now, this guy, Rory, you know, sometimes he knows a couple things that the rest of us don't.
Right. I don't know why you're referring to me in third person.
He has told me. He has let me know. He has revealed to me.
I'm here.
His opinion.
His opinion
that Santa, that jolly old St. Nicholas, doesn't exist.
Right.
I would lie if that wasn't world-shattering, heartbreaking. I came in here. I thought this was an open and shut case. Santa is real, therefore Krampus is real.
Of course.
But in light of new evidence, I would have to say Krampus is a no.
Yeah, very much like Krampus himself. I came down your chimney with my stick of truth.
Uh-huh.
And I beat you mercilessly, and I forced you to ride a little horse with me. And it made you uncomfortable.
And I looked like that little boy.
And I licked the back of your head. But if you would just...
That was unnecessary.
If you would just partake in the little fruit basket of truth that I brought with me...
I will not.
We are at an impasse. It would seem.
In the sack you go, then.
In the sack. To hell with the double no, huh?
Double no.
Yeah. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you. Santa's not real.
Just like the spirit of Santa Claus exists in the hearts of many across the world, the spirit of Krampus...
lives in the nightmares of children too.
And that will never die.
Right, but the children definitely will.
So that just about wraps it up for this festive-themed episode of This Paranormal Life.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to one and all. It's been an amazing year.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us through the launch of the podcast, all through to our Christmas special and everything that's gone with it. We couldn't do it without you guys, and we hope you all have an incredible, beautiful festive period.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. But I will. Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Uh-huh.
May God's blessings, you know, enrich your life.
But larger blessings from my family, I would say.
Right. Larger in some senses of the word, but from the holiest and most thoughtful, caring blessings from my family, me.
Okay.
Even bigger, 10 times what I have, may it be 10 times what you have.
No. Yeah.
If I, you know... get a car. I hope you get 10 cars.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Rory's family are liars. They're not in the position to give any Christmas wishes. So I would just like to extend, in absence of his wishes, which are just really worthless, to extend more wishes.
More wishes than that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you need, people? Tell me what you need and I'll give it to you. I will grant every single fucking wish of everyone that listens to this podcast right now. Dare me. Dare
tweet me right now. Christmas Day. I will sack it off. I will sack off Christmas with my family to do whatever I can for you people.
DM me what gift you want. Leave your chimney open and I'll see you on Christmas Day.
Add to your wish list. My credit card details are in the show notes.
Merry Christmas and children's beatings to all of you.
We will see you next year. For our New Year's special.
We don't upload till Christmas next year.
Krampus Part 2. Return of Krampus. Thank you for listening and ciao.